All is quiet apart from the radio that has been incessantly playing in the background. Do not panic. They did not manage to invade. They did not. She listens to the words. The voice marches around the room. Do not panic. We threw them into the water. We threw them into the sea. The little girl takes her mother's hand and holds it to her face. I want to go together, Mama. She rubs it on her cheek. She weeps over her mother's body until her tears dry and her hands can no longer hold up her mother's arm. She tucks her legs into her dress and wraps her arms around her knees. The morning sun floods through the window, making a perfect square of light on the floor. The girl stares at it. The square of light is still, golden, unspoilt, a mirror of an empty world. She stands up and walks to the doorway. The adjacent houses bleed with smoke. Silence is rising from distant corners of the town, much like the chanting and chiming of bells that once ascended from various ends of the town. There is no other sound now. No men at the roadside calling, watermelons, melons, cucumbers, tomatoes. No boys shouting obscenities at one another while unloading fish from the little boats that rock in the port.